Chodesh Av this year, it's Monday night, early Yutes Adar, and we're going back to the Chodesh Av. We haven't learned in a while. Chodesh Av, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, Perek Shlishi, the ninth Cheshbon HaNefesh. And very briefly, we're not going to learn inside until a certain point. It's a very long Cheshbon, and he talks about how you have to do things completely holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, completely holy, with every ounce of your strength. You have to do a good job. Can't try to be Yotzei, even though it's ironic that the Gemara's Lashon so many times by mitzvahs is being Yotzei. But you can't just be Yotzei. You got to imagine that here's your big chance, the Melech asks you to do something, and you apply yourself completely and wholly, and you don't hold back, and you do it with every ounce of strength and with every ounce of intelligence and ability, and like, you do it the right way. That's what the first, let's say, 20 lines here on page Resh Mem Hei. Now we'll start from around the middle of the page Resh Mem Hei. The last word on the line is Vahu. Vahu shekol ma'isul Hashem yisromam v'yishader lo yibotsu miyachad b'shloi shechalokim. He categorizes mitzvahs in three ways. One is chavis halolos b'levad v'hem Hashem atoroseinu levarom b'sefer zev, like avos Hashem, yiras Hashem, it's in the heart. V'chelek hasheni chavis halolos v'agufos yachad, where there's a meshing of the guf and the lev. V'hem hatfilo ulamidos taras Hashem. Tfila, as he will elaborate on tfila in this Cheshbon HaNefesh. This is very interesting. What he ends up focusing on is davening. And there's a lot in this Cheshbon HaNefesh. And the next time we have a Shabbos tfila or anything like that, we have to remember to learn this Chodesh Av Avos. Anyway, right now he's just talking about tfila, the Talmud Torah, the Limidos HaTorah, Hashem, which is obviously a combination of action and thought process. V'hashevach v'atila lefonov, v'fatzis ha'chochma, and teaching chochma. V'atziva v'amas ha'toiv, giving people tochacha. It's not just a pure action. You have to think, you have to know what you're saying, you have to be convincing. You're using both parts of the person. The lev, again, the chavis halvavis, lev is not pure emotion. Throughout the whole chavis halvavis, he's using the word lev the way Shlomo HaMelech uses it in Mishlei most of the time, that it's really a mizug of chokhmah and emotion. It's really more chokhmah than emotion. We talked about that once. It's more like internalized chokhmah. That's why it's called lev. In Mishlei, it doesn't talk about the brain. It talks about the lev chokhmah. So, Rabbi Gemilah's Atzal Tain is that the proper translation of the name of the Sefer is duties of the mind, not duties of the heart. Duties of the mind, because we, in our way of expressing ourselves, we use the mind as the seat of Chochmah. But really in Mishlei, Lev, Rosh is also, but mostly Lev. So Kaponim, it's a mizug of these two. V'chelek ha'shlishi chovos ha'ivorim b'levad. You have to be doing it l'shma. You have to be doing it because it's a mitzvah. Mitzvah shrichas kavana. Now, but it's not part of the essential part of the mitzvah. Now, this is a very strange thing for the Chavis HaLodos to say, because he insists, for example, in Shara Avodos Elokim, and look at the examples he gives: Sukkah, Lulav, Tzitzis, Mezuzah, Yom Tov, Shabbos, Tainis. Very strange. It's not Pasha what he's saying. It's strange. Especially in Shara Avodas Elokim, he insists that without lev, like, your maisa doesn't really accomplish all that much. Especially, you should pick, of all things, tzitzis and sukkah, where in halacha you have to go beyond the kavanah to do the ratzon Hashem, and you have to think about So I'm not sure of the answer. I didn't see. L'chora, he's talking about for the essentiality of the mitzvah. He's not, you know, all the things he talked about in Avodas Hashem is not part of your obligation. And he doesn't hold like the Bach, that by Sukkah it is part of your obligation, or by Tzitzis it is part of your obligation. So he doesn't hold like that Bach. Okay. And the Shavuot HaSalukim, he's talking about becoming closer to Hashem. He's talking about things that are not, because he's talking about their not chiyuvim. That's how we, in Shavuot HaSalukim, he talks about Chovas Toronis and Sichlis. He talks about this. Toronis means you have to listen to Hashem, this is your obligation. And Sichlis is you want to relate to Hashem, you want to have a connection to Hashem. So there, when he talks about how it's here, L'chari, you have to say that he's focused on the obligation. Because he's talking about doing your obligation, you have to do it with a full heart, and you have to do it fully. So when he makes these categories, and he calls Sukkah, lulav, tzitzis, he calls them pure guf, he's talking about in terms of obligation. In terms of fulfilling your obligation, it's true, you might not get the full benefit of the mitzvah. But in terms of your obligation, he says you have to think at the beginning, before you start doing it, that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah, that you're doing it al mitzvah Hashem. In this third category, also he's thinking about something else. And when he says lo yazik, again, al korchach, that's the best I can do, Rav Ozai, I'm sorry. He's talking about lo yazik, his fulfillment of the mitzvah. He's not talking about, you know, in terms of his spirituality, his connection to Hashem, it certainly is mazik. In fact, he goes on about it at length in Shaar Avodas Elokim. And then he compares it mitzvah Saint Chichas Kavanas Aleim, which is strange because I don't know. He was a Rishon. It was more than a Rishon. It was a very early Rishon. He was a Talmud of the Gaonim. So what we already accept as pshat in mitzvah Chichas Kavana, mitzvah Saint Chichas Kavana, he's not meshubat to. He could have learned differently. So it's interesting. You know, I wish that sefer went past the eighth. That Sefer I had that was Mefalpon, I wish he went past the eighth one. I have the Svarim on Shaar Bitochon, but there's no Svarim that really get into the Kishkes of the Chayyim Talmudis, Shaar Cheshbon and Nevi, at least I didn't see them. So, I don't know. He obviously learned, I mean, the way he's interpreting Mitzvah Zayin Tzichus Kavanah is not the way we interpret Mitzvah Zayin Tzichus Kavanah. We interpret Mitzvah Zayin Tzichus Kavanah, you don't even need that prior kavana that he just said you do need. Okay. And anyway, okay, so what is he doing with this information? We'll learn tomorrow.